2 Samuel chapter 6. David brought together 30,000 of Israel's best soldiers and led them to Baalah in Judah, which was also called Kiriath-Jearim. They were going there to get the sacred chest and bring it back to Jerusalem. The throne of the Lord All-Powerful is above the winged creatures on top of this chest, and he is worshipped there. They put the sacred chest on a new ox cart and started bringing it down the hill from Abinadab's house. Abinadab's sons Uzzah and Ahio were guiding the ox cart, with Ahio walking in front of it. Some of the people of Israel were playing music on small harps and other stringed instruments, and on tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. David and the others were happy, and they danced for the Lord with all their might. But when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, the oxen stumbled. So Uzzah reached out and took hold of the sacred chest. The Lord God was very angry at Uzzah for doing this, and he killed Uzzah right there beside the chest. David got angry at God for killing Uzzah. He named that place Bursting Out Against Uzzah, and that's what it's still called. David was afraid of the Lord and thought,
"Should I really take the sacred chest to my city?"
He decided not to take it there. Instead, he turned off the road and took it to the home of Obed-Edom, who was from Gath. The chest stayed there for 3 months, and the Lord greatly blessed Obed-Edom, his family, and everything he owned. Then someone told King David,
"The Lord has done this because the sacred chest is in Obed-Edom's house."
Right away, David went to Obed-Edom's house to get the chest and bring it to David's city. Everyone was celebrating. The people carrying the chest walked 6 steps. Then David sacrificed an ox and a choice cow. He was dancing for the Lord with all his might, but he wore only a linen cloth. He and everyone else were celebrating by shouting and blowing horns while the chest was being carried along. Saul's daughter Michal looked out her window and watched the chest being brought into David's city. But when she saw David jumping and dancing for the Lord, she was disgusted. They put the chest inside a tent that David had set up for it. David worshiped the Lord by sacrificing animals and burning them on an altar. Then he blessed the people in the name of the Lord All-Powerful. He gave all the men and women in the crowd a small loaf of bread, some meat, and a handful of raisins, and everyone went home. David went home so he could ask the Lord to bless his family. But Saul's daughter Michal went out and started yelling at him.
"You were really great today," she said. "You acted like a dirty old man, dancing around half naked in front of your servant slave girls."
David told her,
"The Lord didn't choose your father or anyone else in your family to be the leader of his people. The Lord chose me, and I was celebrating in honor of him. I'll show you just how great I can be. I'll even be disgusting to myself. But those slave girls you talked about will still honor me."
Michal never had any children.